can you say something to other young Ponca children right now that you would like to leave for them? What would you tell young people? You can do it in English and then do it in Ponca, but what would you like to say? You're 91 years old, and you want to talk to the future generations and to children who are 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years old who will listen to you. What would you like to say to them, leave for them?
Dada, Edipi.
What did that mean?
Do you want to tell them to remember who they are and where they came from? Remember the sacrifices our old people made so that we could be a nation? To stay in the circle?
Yeah.
To keep our traditions, to keep our customs.
Oh, that's hard. It's hard. My father used to get up and talk to the gathering in Ponca. He'd tell them to teach the young generation to speak Ponca. Have respect for the elder. It's pretty hard for him to explain that to the young generation.
Maybe that's part of your message then, is to have respect for their elders.
Yeah. Today, I hate to say this, even though we're mentioning it.
Don't say it,
nobody
then.
Has respect for each other.
So our message to the youngsters is to have respect for everybody?
Yeah. I'm still a grandma to most people.
Barbara, maybe grandma. You can sum some of that up yourself.
Well, I want to mention something first. The reason why she has difficulty just coming out and saying some things is in our culture, the women are not the speakers. We step back and we have someone that we ask to speak for us, always.
Always.
So we don't just come out and do this type of thing, certainly. And in her generation, for sure, they never did anything like that. So I need for you to understand that there's a reason why it's more difficult for her to do things like that.
This is all learning for people mm-hmm. who listen. What would you like to pass on to the younger generation about the Poncas?
Well, I think I would want to echo what my grandfather said. Everything we do is out of respect, whether it's respect for the land, for each other, for elders, for children, for life. It doesn't matter. It's that respect that kept us together all these centuries, and we need to continue that and respecting other tribes and other people, and that will make us whole and keep us safe and intact and make us be able to hear the voices of our ancestors in our culture and pick that back up and keep it in our hearts. Just because they are Indian, born Indian, it's there forever. And if it's there forever, we'll be here forever. That's what I would like to see.
Good. And then Barbara Rocco, tell us your job now.
I'm the executive director of the Oklahoma Indian Affairs Commission.
What do you do?
Our job is to be the liaison between state government and tribal government. That encompasses a whole plethora of things. Any issue that relates to tribes in the state, we are there to help get the right people together, to network, to get information out.
Cynthia, that must make you proud, because when you were going to those schools, there was no time did you ever think that you'd have a daughter who would be a go-between between, say, the white man's government and your tribe. You never thought that would happen, but now you have one.
Yeah.
Barbara's here, and so that must make you don't need
very
to be
proud.
You don't need to be humble about this. This you can be proud of, right?
Yeah, very proud. Is it three of them?
That's great.
3 years.
Well, I thank you for spending this time, and it's been very enjoyable. I really enjoyed meeting both of you, and Cynthia, you are a feisty woman.
Yeah. You don't know that. Well,
thank you, John. I sure appreciate this.
Yeah, so how do we say goodbye in Ponca?
We don't. We don't say hello, and we don't say goodbye.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, let's see.
We just say, I'm here and I'm leaving.
The best thing you can say is, okay, there you are, which means, okay, let's go.
Or in the morning, I'll go tell her. But that means I'm going.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
But we don't say bye.
This is wonderful.